Houston Station on 2.
Good morning, Expedition 75. This is Sami, your CTO for the day. And we've got Preston Easton as well as CTO, and your ECG is Katie Burlingham. We've got a couple programming notes for you to kick off what we have going with the OBT, but we'll start off asking you whether you have any comments or questions before I read about a dozen programming notes.
We've completed our pre-brief, and we don't have any questions, so we are ready for your notes.
Awesome. Copy that. All right. Today's objective is to practice crew and ground coordination during simulated emergency events. These EMER OBT events are the only times we get the onboard crew and all flight control centers together to practice integrated emergency response. Today, we'll go ahead and do two emergency cases back-to-back with no debrief in between. And for today's event, the SpaceX team has graciously agreed to have Dragon awake during the OBT, so you should have lights and displays available to you to provide the highest fidelity training possible. With that, all calls throughout the event should be prefaced with for the training exercise or for the training event. To start out, we would like at least one person in the U.S. operating segment and one person in RS. Other crew members can spread out through ISS at your discretion. With respect to the iPad specifically, we recommend that one person per vehicle be on the iPad to interact with the emergency simulator, and only two iPads total deployed for EMER sim interaction. If you do have iPad connectivity problems, you can run the sim from an SSC as a backup option. The iPad connectivity can be lost if taken off of the main axis of station. The GMT clock in the upper right-hand corner of the sim is your indicator. If you've lost connection, GMT will stop incrementing. If that happens, you can just get back to the main axis of station, refresh the browser, and rejoin the sim. For the event, please use the ISS comm system as you would during a real EMER. We've gone ahead and put your EMER comm config in place, and ICOM is not available. We do not want you to take any hardware actions during the OBT today. However, you are welcome to pull out the hardware to get your hands on it, with the exception of AGA, since we do not want you to have to deploy those static wrist tethers. So please do not touch the AGAs. And with respect to HDIs, please do not press them against the hatch seals to protect the brake coats. For today, in the simulation, Dragon crew will select USCV on Node 2 overhead. Soyuz crew will select OOM. Following the event, you'll be back on your timeline while folks down here conduct a ground-only debrief. About an hour after the event, we'll debrief on space or ground with all crew and all control centers. I believe we already had our pre-brief with Moscow, but I'll double-check with you and Moscow to make sure that their pre-brief is complete. With that, if you don't mind coming back to me, we'll make sure your iPads are set up, and we can start the sim in SIMO to kick off case alpha.
All right, copy off, Sami. Theodore's going to check in with Moscow. Houston Station on 2, we are ready.
All right, copy that. So I've got three steps for you. Please tell me when you're in position and ready. Once you are in position and ready, we'll have you select case alpha on the iPads, and then give me a three count, 1, 2, 3, before pressing start so that we can start the ground simulator at the same time. So go ahead and disperse yourselves.
Okay, Sami, we will disperse, and then I'll give you the countdown. When I give you the countdown, I will press start on 3.
That works great.
Okay, Sami, are you ready for the start? I can give a countdown if you are.
We are ready for start on 3.
I'm going to press the button on 3. 1, 2, 3.
And the simulation has started.
Copy started, and Piotr was able to join as well, so I think we're in the right starting config.
Station on 2 for the training event. Emergency, execute ammonia response. I say again, emergency, execute ammonia response.
Houston, Dragon Free, I'm on 2 for the training exercise.
Go ahead on 2 for the training exercise.
Training exercise, Dragon crew, all four of us are in the Dragon. We're on emergency air. No cue, overhead hatch is closed. The APAS hatch is closed, the mount latched. And we are in step 2 of 4.32 ammonia release for the training exercise.
And Houston copies. You're moving into step 2 of 4.32 for the training exercise. And Jack, just for awareness, we are not seeing a full stroke on the accumulator at this time. However, we are seeing the signatures of a true ammonia leak for the training exercise.
Отвечаем, возгоду, в цели тренировки.
Так, цель тренировки союз, экипаж союза перешел в УМ. На текущий момент готовим оборудование. Анил произвел продувку своего своей маски, переодел PPA в маску с продувкой. Значит, я и Анна в настоящий момент также выполняем продувку. И переходим на аварийные маски. Люк, задний люк, Node 1 и клапаны AMV закрыты.
15 в целях тренировки продолжаем.
Также закрыт люк 2, ГМС 1, также закрыт.
И не та, ГМС закрыт.
Работает по шагу 1, закрыт люк от ГО СУ.
В целях тренировки по ГО СУ закрыт.
Dragon crew to Союз crew on 2. Dragon crew to Союз crew on 2.
走，总干记者，请收下头，放松关收去。他这份我不方便哦。没错。
Dragon crew to Союз crew on 2 for training exercise.
Союз crew, this is Dragon crew. We hear you on 2 for the training exercise.
After the training exercise, just would like to inform that all crew is in OM and we are in step 3 now, measuring the PHO. Everything feels good. How is your step status?
So he is from Dragon crew for the training exercise. We are also, or we are in Dragon. All four of us feel fine and we are finishing step 2 of our ammonia release procedure and getting ready to move to step 3.
Copy.
You can actually from the Dragon crew for the training exercise. Our filter is now operating and we are moving into step 5 to measure concentration for the training exercise.
And Dragon Houston copies, your filter is operating and moving into step 3 of this for the training exercise. Correction, moving to step 5.
Moving to step 5, good copy from the Dragon crew for the training exercise.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Так, мы в целях тренировки находимся на шаге 3, пункта 4.31. Провели измерения в ПХО СС. Значение 5, 2, 2, меньше 5, меньше 2, меньше 2, меньше 10 ppm.
В целях тренировки чем производили замер? Каким устройством? Подскажи, пожалуйста.
Так, в данный момент мы производим замер устройством ATA.
И не так корректно.
Dragon crew to Союз crew for training exercise.
Союз crew from the Dragon crew, we are listening.
We have a clear atmosphere in the forward. Data, measurement data are less than 5, less than 2, less than 2, less than 10.
I have to hear those measurements, and we are still in the process of taking measurements and dragging for the training exercises.
Copy.
Houston and Soyuz from the Dragon crew, our measurements are less than 5, less than 2, less than 2, and less than 10. Good measurements.
for the training exercise.
Safe crew copy for training exercise.
And Houston copies reports from both the Soyuz crew and the Dragon crew, less than 5, less than 2, and less than 2 in both places.
Houston, from the Dragon crew for the training exercise, just want to confirm you heard our report that an H3 measurement is less than 10 for the training exercise.
And Dragon Houston copies less than 10 for the training exercise in the Dragon. And with that,
crew, good copy, and we are working through step 6 to confirm with a second measurement for the training exercise.
And we concur, and just letting you know, we are seeing stable stack pressure at this time.
Dragon crew copies stable stack pressure.
Soyuz crew copies stable stack pressure.
Then, from Dragon, for the training exercise, we've confirmed with the Draeger tube that we are reading 0 NH3 levels. We see ourselves meeting DOF. Math DOF criteria, and we're looking for your go to DOF max.
And Duck, for the training exercise, you are go to DOF max.
Dragon crew is doffing masks. We're complete with step 6 and procedure 4.32, complete with step 7, and we're moving into step 8.
Okay. Houston copies all, and just for awareness, we are working to depress loop alpha as a result of this scenario for the training exercise.
Dragon crew copies ground depressing thermal loop alpha for the training exercise.
And Soyuz crew copies, and we have confirmed our atmosphere with medium Draeger tubes too. We have no reaction in Draeger tubes. So we have clean atmosphere confirmed in Buffalo. Суд Москвы МКС, канале SG2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в SG2 в целях тренировки.
Так, мы завершили шаг 3, подтвердили в целях тренировки уровень БХО. Нет реакции в трубках Дрейгера, и мы готовы снять аварийные респираторы.
Принято. Проверка при помощи трубок Дрейгера проведена. Уровень допустимый. Даем добро на снятие масок.
Принято.
And station Soyuz on 2, we concur with doffing your EMR mask and we'll stand by for further action.
Soyuz crew copies for training exercise.
Houston, Dragon, we just heard you say we're standing by for further action, and we want to understand if you want us to be standing by. We're in step 8, getting ready to activate Dragon Equus, and we want to make sure we have your go to proceed for the training exercise.
And Dragon crew, for the training exercise, we want you to perform step 8 per the procedure. The standing by for further actions was for the Soyuz crew.
Dragon crew copies, we're proceeding with step 8 for the training exercise. Houston, Dragon, for the training exercise in step 8.4, our NH3 measurement remains below 10 for the training exercise.
And Dragon Houston copies, below 10 ammonia measurement in step 8.4.
Houston, Dragon, we are proceeding at step 9 and deactivating the NH3 filter for the training exercise.
Station CTO on Space to Ground 2, that is the end of case alpha. Please go ahead and disperse yourselves among the stack again, getting prepared for case Bravo. And please, on both iPads, end the sim.
Dragon crew copies. We are ending the sim on our tablet and dispersing amongst the station.
Thank you very much, Jack. And for awareness, the end sim command should be across the top of the simulator.
Okay, Soyuz crew copies. And we will join the rest of the crew.
Houston station on 2 for simulator.
CTO's with you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, Sami, I did the exit, and then I also did the end sim on the opening page, and then I just realized after I pressed it that maybe I wasn't supposed to end. I was just supposed to change the case, or did I did press end anyway, so I'll need to just start again.
Yeah, you're in good shape, Jessica. Just you're on the right page right there, so stay there, and we'll get the next case started momentarily.
Okay, copy. So I've selected case Bravo, and then we'll do the countdown again when you're ready.
Okay, stand by one. Station CTO on Space Ground 2 for one question before we start case Bravo.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica. All right, we're just about ready to start case Bravo. Quick question. We noticed that the Soyuz crew in the simulator seemed to be indicating that they were on MRM-1. I wanted to ask whether they had accidentally selected Soyuz on MRM-1 or Soyuz on OOM.
Yeah, Pyotr had selected OOM, but then we think maybe he selected OOM before he had the join button, so maybe it reset as the default to me, Medine, before he pressed join. So we'll double check that again before he presses join to make sure that it says OOM.
Okay, not a problem at all. We'll keep an eye on it, too, just in case it is a software bug. But we'll have a small delta to our start plan for Case Bravo. We'll ask that you go ahead and select Case Bravo. When we do this countdown, we're, after we start the sim on the ground, we will verify that we see the correct docking ports for both vehicles, and then we'll verbalize, all right, go to start the training event.
Okay, we copy.
Awesome. Thank you very much. So with that, you can go ahead and disperse, select case Bravo and the appropriate docking ports, and then call us back for the countdown.
Okay, we have selected. Yeah, this is the thing I think that happened last time. He has the correct one selected now, but after I press start, then he presses join, and I think the change might happen then, so he may have to just change it again.
Okay, no problem. If he needs to select again, that's fine. If it doesn't end up working, we'll provide some verbal green cards as well, so we have a couple workarounds.
Station copies. Station on 2, let us know when you're ready for the countdown.
CTO's with you on 2, we are ready for the counts.
Okay, I'll press start on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Copy sim start, checking VV config. We see a good config, go to start the training event.
Okay, go to start, and FYI, we're doing a simulated group dinner in Node 1, so we have everybody in Node 1 for the start.
CTO copies.
Station Houston on 2 for the training exercise. We see indications of a rapid depress. We need Soyuz crew to execute 1.35. Dragon crew, execute 1.36.
Station copies 1.36 for the Dragon crew, 1.35 for the Soyuz crew.
Okay, copy.
Soyuz crew, Dragon crew on 2 for the training exercise. Will you still planning on hitting on the alarm, or do you want me to activate it?
For training exercise, Soyuz crew will activate button from MLM when we will be there.
Okay, we will wait on you, and you can press it on the simulator.
МГС, через тренировки, давление 753.
В целях тренировки 753. 753.
Да, подтверждаю. На время 8.32.
В целях тренировки время 8.32 принято.
В целях тренировки под Москвой, это последствия переходит в НЛМ.
В целях тренировки принято, переходите.
Москва МКС, Канадская Г2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем вас Г2 в целях тренировки.
В целях тренировки 834 активировали из модуля МЛМ, ТППДТ, экипаж Союза находится в модуле, все чувствуют себя хорошо, выполняем расчет прилежного времени.
Не так, в целях тренировки будем ожидать от вас значений ТППДТ.
And Station Houston on 2 for awareness for the training exercise. The ground has currently calculated a T reserve of approximately 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours.
Copy. For the training exercise, 2.5 hours. We have our first calculation in work. All of the Dragon crew is gathered in Node 2.
Hi, crew copies.
And Houston copies Dragon crew in Node 2.
Houston, station on 2 for the training exercise. We have calculated our T-res, and we have 150 minutes. Sounds like that matches what the ground has calculated.
And Jessica, for the training exercise, we concur 150 minutes for T-res.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
По нашим расчетам, эфирное время порядка 125 минут на текущий момент, чуть больше 2 часов получилось.
Принято показание расчета 125 минут.
Dragon Crew to Союз Crew, Houston to Союз Crew. We have calculated TRS about 125 minutes.
And Houston copies the Soyuz crew. You're seeing a T reserve of 125 minutes.
Good copy.
Dragon crew copies. We can use a more conservative time of 125 minutes. And we have results for our step 5 in 1.36. The HDI deflected toward node 2, so we see ourselves in the right column that the IDA vestibule and USCD are not leaking.
And Houston copies, we concur for the training exercise using the conservative T reserve of 125 minutes, and we understand PMA 2, IDA vestibule, and USCV are not leaking.
We'll await news from the Soyuz crew, and if they're also not leaking, we'll proceed to 1.43.
Houston copies and concurs for the training exercise.
Экипаж Союза, ответьте в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Экипаж Союза на связи в СГ-2. Итак, провели, выполнили шаг 6, проверили герметичность объединенного Союза. И люк МЛМ СУСМ не закрывается. Pulled away from the field. Поэтому идем по левой колонке. Союз или МЛМ ШКВМ не герметичны.
Ваши действия корректны в целях тренировки, и, пожалуйста, доложите темп падения давления.
По нашим расчетам 24 секунды на 1 миллиметр, то есть таким образом резервное время получилось около 125 минут, чуть больше 2 часов.
Принимается в целях тренировки, принимаем ваш вариант.
Houston Station on 2, with that report, we see ourselves in 1.36, page 109, echo. We're going down to to assist with the leaking compartment isolation.
And Jessica, Houston concurs with that report that the Soyuz MLM volume is leaking for the training exercise. Dragon crew will assist.
Copy all. For the training exercise, Dragon crew is headed to will assist.
Dragon crew to Soyuz crew on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
We are going to Soyuz for the next leak check, so we will not hear you on space to ground 2 for a while.
Houston copies. And Station Houston on 2 for the training exercise. If we could have one of our U.S. segment Dragon crew grab the leak repair kit on your way to the Russian segment, that would be good.
Houston Station for the training exercise. I'm remaining here in the lab. Jessica and Andre have already floated down to MLM to assist. Sylvie's on her way with a leak repair kit to MLM for the training exercise.
Copy out, Jack.
МВСГ-2 в целях тренировки.
В целях тренировки проверили
святого Иисуса, Союз Дельный Тичин, работаем по шагу 7, страница 103.
И не да, по шагу 7, в целях тренировки выполняйте действия. Союза в целях тренировки ответьте в СГ-2.
На связи в СГ-2.
У нас был минутный перерыв в связи. И мы могли не услышать какую-то вашу квитанцию.
По шагу 7 проверили клапана АВК-1, АВК-3, АВК, АВК-2. МЛМ в целях тренировки закрыты.
Клапана АВК в положении закрыто в целях тренировки.
Station Houston on 2 for the training exercise. With the report that the Soyuz crew has noted the leak is in the MLM or the OOM, they will continue in step 7 as reported from Moscow in EMER 1.35. For the Dragon crew, you will go proceed to step 8 of EMER 1.36.
Houston Station. Jack and Sophie in the lab, we copy Soyuz crew is in 1.35, step 7, and we're in 1.36, step 8, for the training exercise.
Good copy.
Тренировки экипаж Союза перешел в Союз, люк ПО СУ закрыт, закрыт также люк ОСУ ТК закрыт и закрыт люк МЛМ СУ УМ. Прошу прощения, ОМ СУ МЛМ.
Принято, корректно, в целях тренировки.
Dragon crew from the other Dragon crew, we are on the left column of step 8 for the training exercise. We have just closed the green SU MLM hatch, so we're continuing on to phase 113 echo.
Sophie and Jack in the lab, copy. You guys are in the left column of step 8, continuing through the procedure.
Good copy.
Station Houston copies as well. Left side of the column, leak in MLM for the training exercise, continuing in step 8 of 1.36.
Houston and Dragon crew, we are in step 8, page 113, echo. The on the left side of the column, the leak is in the MLM, Tegel.
And Jessica Houston copies leak in MLM Tega O for the training exercise. Left side of the page in step 8, 1.36.
Affirm for the training exercise. We're proceeding to the Tega O, and the next hatch we will close is Tega O SU MLM for the training exercise.
Houston copies and concurs, and we understand the Soyuz crew is in their Soyuz with the Bayo SU hatch now closed.
Суп Москвы МКС, СГ-2, в целях тренировки. Суп Москвы МКС, СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
В СГ-2 отвечаем, в целях тренировки.
Значит, в целях тренировки закрыли люк МЛМ, ПГО, ГА. Для определения негерметичности. Я определил, что ПГО МЛМ не герметичен. И продолжаем по... страница 113. Сейчас выключили все освещение в МЛМ, выполнили действие и переходим к закрытию люка ПХО СУ МЛМ. Цели в тренировке как приняли?
В целях тренировки принята информация, да, действуйте по процедуре, все правильно.
Хорошо, спасибо. Суп Москвы МТС ВСГ-2 в целях тренировки.
МВСГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Суп Москвы, люк ПХО СУ МЛМ закрыт. Давление стабильно, 6,85. Цель тренировки как приняли?
Цель тренировки, давление 6,85 принято.
6,85 принято. Так точно.
Следующая цель тренировки ВСГ-2 для Андрея.
Отвечаю ВСГ-2.
Что давление экипажу Союза в целях тренировки доложили?
Они сейчас в первом канале, мы еще не докладывали. Сейчас одну минуту.
Houston Famous Station on 2 for the training exercise.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica, for the training exercise.
Yeah, Kathy, you probably heard the previous call. We have, for the training exercise, closed the PECO-SU MLM hatch. We have a stable pressure at 685, and we are now back in node 1. We're getting ready to close the node 1 aft hatch for the training exercise.
And Jessica, we copied all. We understand the PECO-SU MLM hatch is closed. The pressure is stable. We're seeing the same here on the ground. And you do not need to close the node 1 aft hatch in this scenario. And with that, I will hand you over to CTO.
Okay, we copy. We will not close for the training exercise. And we're ready for the CTO.
All right, station CTO on Space Ground 2, we can call the end of Case Bravo. We have met our training objectives. If you could please command exit across the top of your simulator, we would appreciate it. And I release you back to your timelines. Like I said, you have your crew internal debrief. We'll have a series of ground debriefs, and then we'll meet again in about 30, 40 minutes for a debrief with all control centers.
Station copies.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. RSA 2 is now back in public call 5. Copy, thumbs up.
Station copy.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, whenever your team is ready, we will be ready for the debrief.
We'll be ready momentarily. Houston Station on 2, we are ready.
Okay, Expedition 75, first of all, I enjoyed working this. I thought it's always a great exercise to get out of the simulator down the hall and be able to do this on the real station and be able to, you know, float through the vehicle and see how the coordination is going to happen. Overall, I thought that this actually was pretty smooth compared to how I've had some of these go in the past. But there's always little bits of nuggets of information I think are super valuable to get into. I've got a little bit of a list, but I want to open up to see if you have any big hitters first.
We have some, not really for the first case. One small thing for the first case was there wasn't a deactivate filter button, but we called it right before we needed to do that anyway. I'm assuming that's everybody's tracking that on the simulator. For the depress case, one question we wanted to talk about was we waited with pressing the alarm button, you know, which is really the first step of that procedure, but Piotr and I had that discussion early on. He wanted to wait and press it after they were in MLM because, of course, he didn't want to have his crew moving when we were waiting for the EPA sensors. So I think in reality, we understood that decision. How it worked out, it seems like kind of a long time for us. So, you know, I was communicating. I made another call to him to check, just making sure it wasn't like, don't forget to press the button on the iPad. But really, it just takes that long for that crew to get into that position. So that's maybe worth discussion with the ground on how you saw that play out, because we were kind of waiting for a while in node 2 with the alarm not going off, and then of course meaning we didn't have our depress response. Another thing that I think it's worth talking about a little bit more is the division of labor between 1.1.35 and 1.36 in terms of when the Soyuz crew gets into their vehicle. We talked about that one a lot real time as well on who is going to perform those actions. I think that in reality we could have only the Dragon crew performing those because although the Soyuz crew doesn't have a lot of things to do before closing their hatch, you know, they could always have problems closing their hatch or something like that. So I would kind of like to see them getting in their vehicle. But we talked about that real time since those steps are, of course, only in the 1.35 procedure, not the 1.36 procedure.
Yeah, Jessica, those both make sense. On the first one, for the coordination of pushing the button, what you actually did would not have worked real time. We had configured EMERCOM ahead of starting the sim, and when you actually go push the button, the software activates EMERCOM, and so your coordination that you're doing over the loops would not have worked, and so there's rationale for wanting to actually push the button earlier rather than later. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense to me. And part of that coordination did happen before they left us, like when we were actually still together. So that part would have worked, of course, but my follow-up on two, I understand that would not have worked.
Yeah, correct. And copy your point about how some of the steps are in 1.35 versus 1.36 in terms of order of hatch operations, and they're not sort of shared between the two procedures. I think there's sort of been some balances amongst the EMER JOP community upon how to divide some of those steps, knowing that it's not particularly clear when the Dragon crew is going to be freed up to be able to get down there, what is the most efficient use of the time to try to be able to keep that going. I think your point is well taken that being able to ensure that the Soyuz ingress and hatch closure there is protected with margin on that operation as the critical one.
Down to minor follow-ups, in that case of pushing the button, of course, been able to call them on one as well if we did need to coordinate that further. So it's not like we can't communicate with them. We just would have had to switch channels, which, of course, we could have done from node 2. And then, for the second point, in this case, we were freed up. How we played it was Andre and I went to help them. So we were basically doing nothing, but then we kind of divided up some of those tasks between our crew and Fyodor's crew. But, we could further delegate, depending on the situation there. The other thing that makes me feel more comfortable about it is that, of course, in terms of we want to also prioritize conserving the MLM, but since we have a cosmonaut on our crew as well, we still have a Russian crew member to make sure that we execute all of those actions. And, of course, all of us have been trained on them as well.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm not sure if this debrief point is one for sort of team awareness or whether it actually drives any procedure consideration. My instinct is kind of to not change the procedure unless you think that it's something that could benefit from some notes to, say, hey, the Soyuz crew is in 1.35, sync up on where they are so you can maybe take some of those steps, or whether that's something that is sort of covered through training.
This is something that we have talked a lot about on the ground. This did come up in training as well. I don't think it would hurt to have a reminder in there, but it's also kind of self-evident. We know that the Soyuz crew is in that procedure, so basically between Andre and I, we had two books, and so I had kept 1.36 open, and he brought 1.35 open so we could kind of simultaneously see. But it is kind of an easy point to get confused, in my procedure it just has me going to step 8, and, that's the first thing to do is to close the hatch, which means they're already in their vehicle, but of course, their procedure, they have many more steps to accomplish before that happens. So I think it is a potentially confusing point. It was not a point of confusion for us today, but it could.
Yeah, noted. The other thing, Capcom made a really good point that you've got two procedure numbers, but you could have crews in the same step, in a step number 7. And so I thought we did a good job of being clear about calling out, hey, I'm in 1.35, step 7, or I'm in 1.36, step 7 or 8, so that we didn't get confused about which version that was, so that was well played amongst the teams.
Okay. Those were all of our main points.
Okay, very good. A couple ones I had. In the first case, we provided a little bit of extra information for situational awareness. I was wondering if you found that particularly useful or distracting, and specifically, we called up, we do not see the node 2 accumulator reaching full stroke. Why you care about that is it's hard for ammonia to get into the cabin if it hasn't fully pressurized beyond the stroke of the accumulator. And so though you guys were safe with that, with the hatch closed in Dragon, having the awareness that it likely hasn't reached and gotten to the cabin yet may influence how you sort of consider the criticality, urgency, and trustworthiness of the readings as you're getting them.
Interesting. Actually, none of us had heard that call, so I think that may have been when we were getting into Dragon and when the Soyuz crew was going toward the Russian segment, so none of us heard it. I would say it's So it certainly wasn't distracting, but it probably wasn't useful since we didn't hear it. And I would say if Capcom does say that, just to make sure it's very explicit, saying what that means is key, not just saying that it hadn't reached full stroke, but also saying, meaning it has not, you know, it's unlikely to have reached the cabin would be useful. But in this case, we didn't even hear the call.
Okay. Yeah, very good. And one of the things in the ammonia response is, you know, I do not expect that any calls we make are necessarily going to be heard. You've got masks on. You're trying to go do a lot of operations, turning on some loud fans. And so anything that is critical information, we would do a challenge and response to make sure that that's messaged. And so some of these things would be situational awareness and trying to avoid the distraction. I think your point is well taken and received. If we do it and there is useful information, to make sure we understand, explain the context.
Copy.
For the second case, you covered one of mine already. Another one I had is we had an interesting case where we actually experienced today when we had the EMERCOM set up. There was a little bit of ground interference because the VHF was tied into the EMERCOM there, and we heard a little bit of Chinese as we were passing over that part of the world, which is just an interesting observation of how the comm systems may work. Next was on the AGA readings. You know, I think you're typically trained to sort of go through and read out all the constituents on the AGA. In the ammonia case, that caused a little bit of potential confusion, and as we heard multiple readings, there was some people that interpret that on the ground as you had taken multiple readings of ammonia on the AGA instead of, I think you were reading both the combustion products and the ammonia. So I think that call could be simplified by just saying on the AGA, ammonia is reading X. But I think that's, you know, finesse rather than, or style points rather than critical.
Yeah, copy and concur on that one, and that was why we made that second call explicitly saying ammonia, because the first call was just reading numbers and didn't say which was which, so we made that second call of the less than 10. But I agree with you, no need to report those ones in this case. No need to report the other values in this case.
Okay, very good. You know, some other things we were thinking on the ground just in terms of, you know, what the next calls were going to be to you after we sort of had the system stabilized. In the first case, this was going to mean that the Dragon crew is going to be departing. Although it probably hadn't breached the cabin, there wasn't going to really be capability to get rationale to re-ingress the stack for any reason before we would run out the ability to do the safe haven. And so this is probably going to drive a Dragon departure. The Russian crew would be able to stay in the Russian segment and probably be able to continue habitation there for an extended period of time. In the second case, we would have had the Soyuz ending up having to eventually depart as they wouldn't have a way to reingress into the MLM. We were looking at the T-res. You know, it was around 2 hours. You know, there's a point at which we would discuss ability of reingress to try to patch a hole or try to find it if we could. 2 hours is kind of on the verge of my comfort level personally. You know, there may be some variation among some people about what that number is, you know, what access we have to the pressure shell and so forth. But in this case, I think that was probably a point where we would not be reingressing to patch based on that amount of that time.
Copy that. And then to return to that first point then, what would your recommendation be for us to press the alarm sooner and not wait? But of course, that could interfere with the EPA sensors. Or what would you have liked to have seen there?
And so the consensus here on the ground, I think, is to push the button early and let the emergency response kick off. If that does interfere with the EPA sensors, you know, they always do have the fallback with the node 1 aft hatch, but being able to get the emergency software kickoff has some benefit to it. What's that?
We copy, and then I guess we'd like to hear what Moscow thinks about that as well.
Yeah, copy. Kathy's giving me some information from her experience in Moscow that they might say otherwise, and so I'll coordinate with SRP and we'll try to get you an answer on that after we've had a chance to discuss that specifically.
Piotr brought up the good point of, you know, getting the EMER response, there isn't really anything absolutely critical for this case. You know, it's not like a fire where we want to make sure ventilation shut off instantly. We do note the comm emergency config like you noted, but we still would, we from the USOS still have the ability to talk on both 1 and 2. So that would be, I think, an interesting one to follow up on. And the, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, just one of the things about the software response when you push the button is it does close some valves to potential leak sources, and so, you know, vacuum systems and so forth, it is not impossible that doing so could actually stop the leak, which is you know, maybe a low probability in terms of where the leak could be, but not not zero.
And that's a good point as well. The other last question we had, of course, Kathy called us off closing the Node 1 hatch, but we're wondering why that's automatically written in the procedure. You know, there's no on MCC go close the hatch. If we know we've had it isolated, then, of course, like today, then there's no need to do it. So just wondering about that.
Stand by. Hey, Jeff, so the answer there has to do with some of the negotiations that have gone back and forth between Moscow and the U.S. as we've come to develop these procedures. There isn't a strong technical rationale, but it's something that has been a lingering negotiation point for a while. And so I can give you more details if you want to call me at some point, but it has some potential lack of clarity in the procedure for the actions, and it sort of depends on real time to be able to make the call for there. That's all I had, and unless you or CTO had anything else, and I can hand it over to Moscow if SRP has anything there.
Okay, yeah, we don't have anything additional. We're ready to go over to Moscow.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and recycle take drain.
Kathy, with you on 2.
Hey, Jack, at your convenience, just wanted to let you know that the safing in Step 1 is complete for your upcoming activity that is called out in Step 2.4, and then also in Step 2.8.1, the Yedebe that we are expecting is Yedebe 1318-1318.
All right. The safing in Step 1 that's called out 2.4 is in place, and then 2.8.1-1318.
Good copy.
Station Jack on 2 for cycle tank drain.
Go on 2.
All right, in step 2.14, off-load Yedebe 1318 brine only is connected via the 6-foot hose to the UPA fill system. The UPA fill drain valve is in drain, and the UPS compressor port is connected with the compressor port hose with the red tape, and your go for the command drain.
Okay, we copy. That's a good config.
Houston Station, that's on the deuce for lost and found stow track. Line 4.05.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay, I've got this vacuum screen attachment. It tells you to put it in Node 1 overhead 4 Foxtrot 2. The vacuum screen attachment is like a 6x6 Ziploc bag. You just want me to put it loose in the Foxtrot 2 area of overhead 4? Is it going to the CTP? I'm a little concerned we're just going to lose it since it's a small thin Ziploc. It's just kind of loose in the compartment.
And we're checking. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Station Houston on 2 for Jack regarding stow track and recycle tank drain. Station on 2 for Jack at your convenience.
Station on 2, Jack is in PMM, he'll be right shortly to you.
Okay, we copy. Thanks for the status.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2.
Hey Jack, just wanted to get back with you real quick on your stow track question. We don't have an ISO here right now, but we did determine that we would just like for you to decide how you think it best fits in that Node 1 overhead 4 F2 location. And if you decide to put it in something a little bit to contain it, then just let us know.
Okay. I guess my druthers are to leave it in the lost and found bag. The next best option would be for me to go through all the 4 CTBs up there in there to see which one matches it best. And I guess I can do that if you guys think that's a better option. I just, yeah, putting it in, just leaving a Ziploc loose between the CTVs, I think is just a recipe to, for it to end up in the lost account again here in the next few months.
Okay, we copy that. Go ahead and leave it in the lost and found for now then, and we will get, talk to ISO and get an opinion on which CTV to put it in.
Okay, that all makes sense to me, and if you guys are ready with the drain commanding for the next recycle tank event, I will hop into that.
Yes, that was the other part of my call. The drain commanding is complete, so you are go to pick up on your next task.
Go with 3.12 of my recycle tank drain task. Thanks. Houston Station, Jackson 2, step 3.1.2, recycle tank drain.
Go ahead on 2.
Step 3.1.2, the recycle tank quantity indicator is not at empty. It's actually halfway between the empty and the number 1 indication on the gauge.
Checking. Okay, Jack, we copy it was only showing halfway empty. We have suspected that might have been the case. We would like for you to check the compressor connections. Do not demate, but just verify that they are mated and secure at both the UTS and the UPA, and then we will have to redo the drain again.
Yeah, and just around the same page, I didn't say it's halfway between the empty and the 1 indication. I think that 1 is for a quarter, so my guess is it's at 1/8 of a full tank, and I will double-check those compressor port connections now and let you know.
Perfect, thank you.
The compressor port hose with the red tape end is connected to the compressor port on the UPA fill drain access area, and that is on and locked. And the other end of that hose is locked onto the port of the urine transfer compressor. The port itself isn't labeled. There's looks like there's 4 back here. It's the one that's most station aft.
Okay, we copy in. Can you just confirm if you can push on those and make sure they are fully mated?
You've been looking at the side of the urine transfer compressor hose with the red tape. That's the side that's connected to the fill drain access panel area. The locking collar is locked, but the hose itself will slide in that connection about a centimeter in and out, and it was slid in the, it was in the out, kind of out position, and I can not freely, but with minimal force, move it about a centimeter in and out. So I moved it so it's in the more in position, and maybe that means it's better seated.
Okay, Jack, yeah, we appreciate that. That is what we think might fix this, so we will restart the drain on our side.
Okay, I will close up that access panel now, and I guess my next question would be, is that knob ops for this type of connection have that amount of plane flexibility in it, or is that indicating that the connection is, like the locking collar is not really seated where it's supposed to be? Or?
And Jack, we have been hearing this from other crews in the past, that this particular one does slide a bit, and sometimes comes into the out position. So not sure if that's the same for other connectors in that same area or just that one. Station on 2 for Jack. Since we have you in the video, can you just give us a thumbs up if you completed the closeout of that compressor? Copy. Okay, thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
With you on 2.
Hey, Jack, either the drain is complete or that compressor hose has slid out of position again, so we'd like for you to go check the status one more time.
Work.
Houston Station, recycle tank is indicating empty.
Okay, that's great news. You are go to pick up in 3.1.2.
Thank you. Houston Station, Jackson 2, recycle 5.8. The UPA fill drain valve position is in fill, and the UPA fill drain valve compressor port cap is uncapped.
Okay, we copy fill and uncapped. That's a good config. I just wanted to let you know that because of a delay in this, we will not be ready to do your UTS offload which was your next activity on time, so we're recommending that we will call you to do that after your midday meal.
Yeah, okay, sounds great. Whenever you guys are ready, just give me a go, and we'll do the next step.
Okay, that sounds good. And then just letting you know, we saw your crew note, and we appreciate the video. That is kind of the expected config of those hoses based on what we've seen here on the ground. It's not optimal, but we will have our folks take a look at it.
Great, thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Yidave Swap at your convenience.
First-time caller, first-time listener, you got Jack on 2.
Good afternoon, Jack. All right, your go for your offload Yidave Swap activity, step 3.1, is complete.
All right, go for the offload, 3.1 is complete, and work.
Copy.
Houston Station on 2 for Uni Gas Shop.
Good afternoon, Jessica.
Hello, Amy. I was just thinking I would like to get started a little bit early with that gas trap, R&R, given the big con outages kind of at the beginning and end of it. So if you guys are good with it, I'm going to try to step into that in a few minutes.
As usual, you've read our minds, Jessica, so we agree you're good to start now. And just a note that you should be fine to continue even during that LOS.
Yeah, copy that. Just wanted to make sure, you know, I know that impact shield can be a little bit difficult to remove, so just wanted to make sure that I had you guys for support for that part. I have the Node 1 and airlock cameras already turned on, and I'll be in there in just a couple minutes.
Sounds great. We'll join you on board.
Cheers.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Jessica. When it's convenient for you, we will take an adjustment of the airlock camera to point a bit more towards your work site. And Airlock Houston, Jessica, we were expecting the EMU 3013 to be the aft ETA that you're working on today. Can you confirm that the forward ETA is 3013?
Yep, you're right, 3013 on the aft.
All right, thank you. And Airlock Houston, that's a great view. Thanks.
Houston, Station Jackson 2 for Yidave. Did you know that in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and I'm installing Yidave tanks here on number 1492? There's a deep meaning there. In 1492, Padasha Davalania cap is off with the double green tape urine transfer hose connected. And you guys are go for the transfer.
Copy, 1492. What a cool day. If you have a moment, I have answers to two of your three questions from this morning.
I don't know if you can tell, but I have some free time on my hands today.
Do you? I mean, you're pretty busy. So first off, from your morning crew, from your morning prep crew note, you are correct. The two CTBs of trash liners are the only ones on board. More are launching on Star 1 and HTVX2.
Copy that. I didn't see a usage rate for the dry trash bags. Do you guys have a usage rate off the top of your head?
Not off the top of our heads, but we can get you that answer later.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And then I also have an answer to step 4.05 from the lost and found stow track on where to put the vacuum screen attachment if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to go in half CTV, serial number 5107 in the Node 2 Overhead 4 Charlie 2 Delta 2 location. But Jessica actually has hands on that bag when she gathers the EMU gas trap for her current activity. Our hope is that once she takes the gas trap out, the vacuum screen attachment would fit. If it doesn't fit, then we'll just have you put it back in the lost and found CTB.
Okay, I copy the half CTB 5107 and Node 2 Overhead 4, which is where her gas trap is coming from.
Yeah, and I gave you the wrong module. It's Node 1 Overhead 4.
Okay, sorry, that makes sense. Node 1 Overhead 4. And for space, this Ziploc bag with the vacuum thing is, you know, it's just a piece of fabric or whatever. You know, it's taking up no space whatsoever, so I'm sure it will fit.
Okay, that's excellent news.
Houston, I walk on too.
With you.
Hey, Amy, I think you probably just didn't have to, but I got the gas trap removed. I've taken all of the pictures, and it serves to package it again. There is you know, the water, I know it says there's expected water, but the removed one itself is pretty wet, and I can see a few several milliliters of water still inside that port. So I just wanted to ask if I should dry off, first of all, this removed gas trap before I package it, and secondly, if I will be trying to soak up that water that's in there.
Checking.
I do see in the note regarding the port, I do see in the note that it says the residual port may interfere with the visual inspection, so it can be cleaned as needed with a foam swab. But there are, like, you know, there's quite a bit of water in there, so I think be better than the swabs would be, like, sticking a lint-free piece in there and letting it soak up.
Okay, copy. We are discussing. And Jessica, we do want you to dry off the removed gas trap, and we concur with your suggested method.
Okay, copy. Just to confirm, that's for both the removed gas trap, but also the port, which the new one will go into.
And that's affirmed, Jessica, and something you've probably already thought of. When dabbing with the lint-free wipe, just make sure no particles get left behind.
Copy all. Houston Air, walk on too.
Houston Air.
Hey, maybe just one question. I've dried out the port, and I've got pictures of all of the parts that are called out. If I look at figure 5 in port 1, it's pointing to, I got some good pictures of that, and I can see sort of like a rust-colored residue. It looks like, you know, when I look at it with the flashlight over the camera, it looks like there's actually like a little O-ring that's recessed in there or not, because it looks like it's a uniform rusty colored all the way around, but then there's a little bit that extends to the side. I don't see that O-ring or rust color in the inspection view 1, in port 1, so I just wanted to make sure it does say in the procedure that some residue is expected to be left in there. When I try to swab it away, it isn't removed at all. So I just wanted to double-check on that before I insert the new one.
Copy. We are discussing.
One more note on that, Amy. When I dab it with the foam swab, it's not as if anything comes off. There's no color that's transferred to the swab. So it does, you know, look to me like there's a little O-ring down there, but I'm not sure what exactly that is supposed to be.
Copy. And airlock Houston on 2 for Jessica. Some discoloration is expected. There is not an O-ring in the port, but we would expect some discoloration possibly from the iodine. Once you're satisfied with the water cleanup and pictures, you are go to continue. Some moisture is okay in the ports, but what we're looking for is no free water.
Hey, copy. Thanks for that. That clarifies a lot. I think that is what I'm seeing. It is the color of iodine, and it does seem to be, you know, kind of stained in there. It's not transferring, as I said. So I think we're in a good shape. I've soaked up all the free water, and I'll get ready to install the new one.
Sounds good. Thanks for your excellent descriptions. With you.
Amy, in step 29, figure 13, I do not see any shading on this cable at all. I can see the alignment mark on the cable and the alignment mark on the box, though, so I'm confident about the orientation, but I just wanted to double check on that.
Checking. And airlock, Houston on 2 for Jessica. That shading can be difficult to see, so if the alignment marks are good, you're in a good config.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station on for the 1-2 for Sophie. No response required. Friendly reminder of the hand pass upcoming with rise time 16:31.
16:31, copy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the chat.
Houston, station on 2 for supervisor.
Go ahead.
Just looking for your go for step 5 of 4.2.103.
Your go.
All right, copy. Go for 5. Houston Houston Station on 2-5, Roger.
With you.
Yeah, just wanted to double check this. Step 5.2 says to tap F12 until you see the entering setup menu appear, but do I need to press on before it's going to appear?
Checking. And Jessica, yeah, these two steps are a little confusing. So the goal is that after you power on the hypervisor, you're going to want to repeatedly tap F12 because we're trying to get into that entering setup menu. So you can kind of perform step 5.2 and 5.3 at the same time.
Okay, yeah, Sophie came over since she had done this last week, but the procedure is actually incorrect. The only reason why we did it correctly was because Sophie remembered the steps from last time. So I think the procedure needs to be updated, but it looks like we are in a good config. You're go to load the hypervisor 4 server.
Okay, copy, Jessica. And, yeah, we are actually tracking an update here on the ground, so hopefully we are on the same sheet of music. And, copy, we're ready to go to load. Thanks for the support.
All right, you're welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and stowage lost and found activity. Station Houston, space ground 2 for Jack and lost and found stow at your convenience.
And station Jack, ground 2.
Hey Jack, I've got two items for you. One is, first of all, a follow-up on your question about the usage rate of trash liners. We have been using 25 a month, so in light of your report, we would expect trash liners to last through January. So we're going to try to work to manifest more on NG25.
That's great news.
All right, and then based upon your report from the lost and found stow activity in step 4.13 of the serial number of the red-yellow cutie adapter, we do have a stowage location for you if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Okay, it's going to be in a you can put that red-yellow cutie adapter in a 2.0 CTV labeled water sampling item. CTV serial number is 1074, and that's in the node 3 port end cone.
All right, 2.0 CTV 1074, node 3 port end cone. Hope that'll work.
Good copy.
Houston, station on 2 for Reba, powered hardware checkout activity.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Hey, how's it going? I got the Reba installed, and I was curious if I could get going on the checkout activity now.
Checking. We've got a good AOS for a while, Anil, so you're go to step into the Reba hardware checkout activity.
Awesome. Thank you. New sensation on 2, just as FYI, Sophie's doing her tool config, and we also have the Node 1 camera on in case that helps for anything.
Copy. We're with you on board and following along.
Houston, station on 2, just waiting for your go in step 32 of Reba.
Hey, Anil, we are still finishing the HECA checkout steps per step 24.2, and we think we're going to need about 5 minutes if you want to take a break.
No problem. Thank you.
Station Houston on space ground 2 for Anil and Reba checkout at your convenience. And since I see you floating back in the airlock, Anil, I'll tell you that we are complete with our checkout, so you're going to pick up in step 33. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston station on 2 for UPA.
Jessica, you're go in step 7.
Go in 7, thanks, Annie. Houston station on 2 for UPA.
Go ahead.
Eval is in process, and the UPA fill drain compressor hose is mated to the UPA fill drain valve compressor port with red tape.
Good config. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Anil and cardio breath.
Anil on 2.
Good evening. Thanks for the question. We did some research. We saw maybe some evidence in the NG-24 packing photos that it's possible that the Adenois bag was mislabeled. So if you did find that bag, what I'd like to ask you to do is verify the serial numbers in that bag, because we think yours might be in there. And the serial numbers for you would be X-ray 33447778 or 79.
All right, I'll go do that right now. So 7778 or 79, I'll go check it out.
Thank you.
Peace and Sophie and two for Surface Phone Cable.
With you.
Yes, sir, I can confirm that it's serial 1003. The only thing that I misunderstood, but I would find in lab 1 overhead 5 alpha 2, a 24x24 Ziploc labeled suspect, but there is no such bag. So maybe I misheard something, or maybe I need to create the Ziploc bag?
Checking.
Thank you.
And Sophie, is it possible that there is a Ziploc in that same location? I think you did copyright lab overhead 5 underscore alpha 2. A Ziploc that has a bunch of power cables in it that may not be labeled?
There are several Ziplocs, but none is labeled suspect. And inside, the cables do not look suspect. I mean, there is no, like, Captain Tape with a suspect label in it.
And Sophie, I think, do we understand that there are multiple Ziploc bags that all contain cables?
There are multiple Ziploc bags, mainly containing CSACP batteries, and there is one containing a cable, some cables, but it's not labeled suspect.
Okay, Sophie, what we'd like you to do is get a new Ziploc, label it suspect, and then you can put that failed cable in the suspect bag and put it in the lab overhead for underscore alpha 2 location.
Okay, I'll do that. Perfect. Thank you very much. And just for your information, because this location is almost full already, so I will take a smaller bag, like 12x12 and not 24x24, just to save some space.
Good recommendation. We agree.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
With you, we have a minute to a 20-minute LOS.
For Huntsville, Anil found the cardio breath garment, so that's all taken care of. And we have some suggestions for the exercise tomorrow. We are hoping that, I don't think that my specialist is going to be supporting tomorrow, so I'm hoping that I could record but at an earlier time in the day so that I can have back-to-back exercise. So if that's possible, I'm not sure if you need to be in me or not. If that's possible, my request would be that I do my A-RED immediately after my CVIS, because Sophie's planning on A-REDing in the morning. And then what Anil proposes to get his exercise done during the day would be for him to do his A-RED immediately after his EMU ORU checkout. He thinks he'll have enough time to finish it before the EVA procedures conference.
We copy all, Jessica, and we will try to implement those recommendations. Thanks for the quick summary.
I think we dropped out there for a minute. Amy, I think you copied all that. Houston Station on 2 for exercise.
Hey, Jessica, we're back from that LOS. I did copy your last.
Okay, we thought you did. I guess I just had one question. Does the photo TV depend on having a BME available?
Yes, but BME is planning to support. And while I have you, we've been looking at the request for Anil's exercise to move. Right after the EMURU checkout. Unfortunately, we probably won't be able to accommodate that because we've moved the LCVG water fill to his timeline before the procedure conference. And that's because we wanted him to be able to do the fill on his own EMU.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we copied that. Did you have another plan then? You had mentioned getting his exercise in before DPC as well.
Unfortunately, it's not looking good. Our ops plans will do their best, but it's looking like that A-RED will probably fall for him after DPC.
Okay, and then I guess you're saying, though, that we could support moving mine into the morning?
We will try.
Okay.
All good. We just...